Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is June 3rd, 2024. We're here for your WWE Raw post-show review. We got Denise Salcedo back here with us. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy to be back. How are you, Sean? I feel like I haven't seen or talked to you in ages, even though that's not true because I just talked to you like last weekend.
Yeah. We
but it's weird not having this like FaceTime, you know?
Yeah, fair. I mean, it's so weird to think back. Like, I didn't know what Jimmy Van looked like the first 6 months of Fightful because we didn't do shows together. And it's so weird to think of that. Now we just go 6 months without doing shows because he never comes to work. But yeah. Yeah, we go a couple weeks here and there, you and I.
Okay, it's just that it's been crazy. You know, this last few, I don't even know when, has been crazy. But I'm happy to be on. And hello, everyone.
Well, we're happy to have you back. It's not just been crazy here at Fightful, here on YouTube.com/Fightful and Fightful.com, over at FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. Contract news nonstop. We had contract news like three times last week. Chad Gable, Becky Lynch. Gosh, I feel like there was another one I can't even remember.
Ricochet.
Angel Garza.
Damn, Sean, you're forgetting your own scoops. I'm remembering your scoops more.
Listen, I'm going to have more tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Contract news all week on FightfulSelect.com. I see people being like,
huh, you mean they're just all going to re-sign?
That's funny. I didn't notice Becky Lynch re-signing last week. I didn't know Scripps re-signed. No, he hit the bricks. You know how many people I had say,
he's in OTM in a Snickers commercial. They're going to re-sign.
Nope, they didn't. They didn't. He moved on. He's now taking indie bookings. Becky Lynch, now a free agent as well. We have a bunch of news on that over at FightfulSelect.com. But if you're here, leave a thumbs up. Denise, what's your favorite fruit emoji?
My favorite fruit emoji?
Yeah.
Banana.
Drop bananas in the chat right now. I want all those bananas. I want you all to turn into freaking Donkey Kong in our chat right now. And the comment section. Bananas all day. Send us potassium. Denise, I eliminated a man from a battle royal about 5 weeks ago with a banana.
What?
I cracked him over the head with a banana. Yeah.
You cracked someone over the head with a banana.
And I yelled out, potassium sucks.
That doesn't even make sense.
Listen,
how can you crack someone open with a banana?
I cracked him over the head with a banana. I didn't crack him open. I cracked him over the head with a banana.
Did he get busted open from the banana?
He didn't, but he flew over the top rope and
How
did
is
not
that?
Win the
What
match.
Part of the banana hit his head?
All of it.
Well, I'm just saying it has to be the little knob thing at the top because that's the part that hurts. Everything else, it's like not.
You underestimate how effective I am in attacking people with bananas.
I mean, honestly, if I got hit in the head with a banana, I would just grab it, wipe it, and eat it.
Well, this man also wears monkey masks to the ring and carries bananas to the ring as well. But yeah, there you go.
Speaking of bananas, I've been eating this really delicious banana pudding freaking yogurt. I'm not going to name the brand because we're not sponsored by them, but I'm not even kidding you, Sean. It's so freaking good. I had it this morning. I felt like a crazy person.
Why?
Because it was so good, but you're only allowed to have 2 spoonfuls. You can't have any more than that. So
why?
Because it's like a probiotic thing.
And that's why Denise had to go to the restroom before.
Hey, let me tell you, there wasn't no rest. Money's worth.
There wasn't no resting being done.
Why are you telling everybody that I went to the bathroom, Sean? That is off limits.
Unbelievable, Denise. I'm sorry. You know, taking those big fat shits.
Am I the only person here that's going to the bathroom? Everybody here watching has gone to the bathroom today. I know.
Y'all almost held up the show because of this. I can't believe we went on the air a few minutes early. Cannot believe it. But hey, anyway.
I'm sorry. I want a healthy gut, okay?
You know what? And if we still had the AG1 sponsorship, I would have went right to them. But right now, here's some ways you can help us. Even if you don't subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, leave us a thumbs up on this video. I would like us to get to 500,000 thumbs up on this video. Just 500,000. That's all. I would like us to get to maybe 100,000 comments in the YouTube section. That would be nice. I come there and talk to all of you guys. Anything less than 100,000, I'll be very disappointed in. So make sure you guys pull your weight.
You're such a dad, Sean. I'm going to be very disappointed in you guys if you don't hit the like button.
I will be. Please leave us nice reviews on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, all those good things. It helps people find us as we are primarily a YouTube platform. But we got a lot to talk about. A lot of questions today regarding who's signed, who isn't signed, etc. But we already have some super chats and humper chats here at youtube.com/Fightful and humperchats.com. Just a reminder, we are here quite literally every single night for the next 2 weeks. Raw, NXT, AEW, TNA and ROH, SmackDown, Collision, then Battleground, back on that schedule that I just mentioned for the next week, and then Clash at the Castle. 2 weeks. My God. Ryan Lambert says, what's the difference between re-sign and resign? I'm begging you guys, begging you, put a hyphen there. The second one means they are stepping down and leaving. Listen, I don't like it either. It's very stupid that they did that. It's very dumb. English is a very ridiculous language.
People are legitimately having a problem with understanding that, or you're just trolling?
They're very much having trouble. Crazy101 says, can you elaborate more on the Lucha Underground tweet? I posted Lucha Underground's logo over Natalia's quote of enough is enough and it's time for a change. Yes, I'll elaborate. It's me trolling. Lucha Underground's been dead for several years.
Are they coming back?
I wish they would. It'd be really good. Did you hear Rocky Romero's the pitch that he was given?
No.
He told me in an interview recently that he actually auditioned for the role of Dario Cueto at one point. And instead, what they came back was that he would be like a janitor that you'd see in the background and he'd be like listening. But then it would be revealed that like his family was kind of in squalor because Dario Cueto had seized the temple from his family and he was working to gain information and to get the temple back for his family. I was like, damn, it sounds pretty fun. But did you see Dario Cueto's daughter? Is Selena De La Renta on MLW now?
I have not seen that, no.
I love it. I love it.
I'm not up to date. I'm sorry.
Tim said, well, you should be up to date on MLW. Your co-host is now on.
I know. I saw that. That was the first thing I saw from MLW in months. It's been a while.
They're doing
since they've
good
had
right
some
now.
Buzz. And you They're know it.
I mean, not really. They're doing good live. They're doing pretty good live. Tim says, sent this to Denise last week. Want to thank the Fightful crew and DWO for helping me through a tough time. Lost my grandma this past Thursday. Fightful and Denise's channel have helped a lot. Tim, I know that feeling all too well. I'm sending you my love. Man, there's nothing that can sort of replace that feeling. It And we got your back, and we just hope that what we produce helps you out. And we hope that this sense of community that we have helps you out a lot. So I just want to say thank you for sending that in. Do you think Chad, Ricochet, Becky, Natty leave WWE? So on Fightful Select, we reported Becky, they all expect her to come back. Chad, I think they, if they haven't hammered out a deal, they will. We'll talk more about that later. Ricochet, I think there might be a chance he leaves. Natty, we'll get to that during the Natty section. How about that one? Parker says, SRS, is my memory correct that you enjoy contract news the most about your job? Yes, because what it results in is somebody making money in some capacity. Very rarely do the contract stories we report result in somebody making less money.
Mine are the fights. I like when you report on the fights because I'm nosy. Sure you and I do. Like that stuff.
Those are my least favorite.
Those are my most favorite. I like the drama, Sean. I want to know what's going on behind the scenes. And listen, so, okay, what gets you the most hits? Is it the fight stuff?
It's the
Is
fights.
It the contract stuff?
By Unless far, it's someone the huge. Okay, well, Cody's contract was one of the craziest, and CM Punk's, obviously. Cody in that one. But then it's fights, and I don't like covering fights. Although, I used to do a show with Shane Helms, and we just let people pick our topics for us. And one of our best shows was us talking about all the backstage fights that he heard about and witnessed. And before, you could tell he was like a little uncomfortable. He's like, man, I don't want to bury anybody. Then we got into it, and he had so many funny ass stories. Like, he talked about how Booker T roughed up Goldberg, and Goldberg called Booker T's mother a goof. As a result, yes. Or no, it was Jericho's mother. He said Jericho's mother was a goof.
Wait, and then said Jericho's mother was
Goldberg.
A goof? Oh, Goldberg, because I had heard of the Goldberg-Jericho yes. fight.
And Booker T was like, did you just call his mother a goof? Like in the middle of the fight. Then
yo mama the, jokes.
Then there was the one where Goldberg threw Evan Courageous all the way across a parking lot. Because Evan Courageous walked up and Goldberg had his hands on his nuts in his sweatpants and wouldn't shake his hand. And Evan Courageous is like, no, bro, what are you doing? And Goldberg took it as a sign of disrespect. It's a good show. Go back and watch those guys. They're very good. KE7, actually, we'll get to that one later on. Luis says, Rocky tried out for Dario Cueto. Years later, he feuded with Dario Cueto on MLW. Talk about long-term booking. I wish somebody would acquire that Lucha Underground library, preferably AEW because of all the talent they have, because there's a lot of good stuff there. Jonathan Corona says, you know, it would be cool to see a pay-per-view or a show on TV with TNA, GCW, and WWE. It would be cool, but won't happen, just an opinion. Well, they don't really need GCW in that sense because almost everybody there isn't under contract to GCW. Except for like Nick Gage, I think. Everybody is a free agent.
But see, here's the thing. If you add GCW, that means you can have GCW-like matches, you know?
You can do that anyway, though.
Yeah, but it's a little bit more fun if it was happening in GCW. All of a sudden, it's light tubes galore.
That's fair. So we got the KE775 says, well, any Scottish wrestlers win in Scotland? I think there's a good chance that the answer is no, Denise. I think we could see Piper Niven lose and Drew McIntyre screwed out of his title match.
That's what I'm thinking. I do feel bad expecting to see Drew McIntyre lose two times back to back at Clash at the Castle. I hate the idea of that, but at the same time, that's what's making the most sense in terms of like what may or may not happen at SummerSlam.
We also have KE775 says, if you were guessing, where do you think Gable, Natalya, Ricochet, and Sheamus are as of January 21st, 2025? Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to say Gable and Natalya, WWE, Ricochet, Sheamus, AEW. And there's nothing to lend me to believe that those are all hunches right there. But I think Sheamus has done it all in WWE besides the IC title. And Ricochet, oh boy. I mean, I think it's fair to say he could do an awful lot in AEW. It's just a matter of would he be booked appropriately.
I don't know, because while I do think that Ricochet and AEW would be really cool, it's not like they don't have it's not like they have a shortage of guys that can't do that same style that Ricochet does. They have a lot of guys that can do that style.
So but nobody can do it like him. Nobody does it like him besides Ricochet.
It's been a while. It's been a while since Ricochet has been full on Ricochet. And so I don't know. It would be cool to see him in AEW, but I don't think that this is a one of those where I would be like, oh, damn, they absolutely need Ricochet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they need him. But
right, that's what I'm saying too. Like, they don't need him because they got guys that can do that style. But it would be cool to see it regardless.
I know they'd be interested. I know they would definitely be interested. And I'll tell you guys what you should be interested in. Helix. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. If you've heard me talk about Helix, you know what I was talking about regarding my sleeping situation before I found Helix. I was on a slab of memory foam. It messed up my back. I was looking for a mattress, but I didn't want to go to the mattress store and roll around on something other people had been on. But I wanted to make sure I got the right mattress for me. I found the 30,000 plus five-star reviews from Helix. I saw them in GQ, in Wired, in Good Housekeeping, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. I went to HelixSleep.com. I took their sleep quiz, and I got matched up to the Dusk Lux model. Now, before, I was only a back sleeper. Now, I'm able to sleep on my back and my side because they personalize that mattress. They find the right one for you. And after that, I hit them up and I said, I love your product so much, I want Fightful to do business. They have a great 100-day money-back guarantee. Not only that, you take their sleep quiz, you match up to the mattress that's right for you. They get flexible payment plans as well. There's no reason you shouldn't try Helix Sleep. Invest in your sleep. Because ideally, you spend 1/3 of your life in bed. And that's just the sleeping part, my friends. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. Let's talk WWE Raw. We got QR codes. KE775 says, do we see Uncle Howdy in Scotland? It seems more like they're hinting towards June 17th with this stuff.
Yeah, I saw that was the link that was put in one of the recent ones. I think it was on Friday's SmackDown QR code. Mm-hmm. It was like WWE.com/June 17th, but spelled backwards. So I feel like That's it. That's a dead giveaway right there, right? It lands on a Monday. I'm ready for it. I'm already marking it on my calendar as June 17th.
Kim Gray says, showing love for y'all tonight. We'll be on a Disney cruise next week and miss Raw. Did I miss a QR code? You did.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
There was one at the end of the Ludwig Kaiser victory, which I can't wait to talk about. But like, I don't know how it'll work necessarily, but I know one thing. I don't want to see happy-go-lucky Braun Strowman all the time. And right now, he's got to fight like 10 people. So I wouldn't mind seeing that family sort of adopt him because he is one of them. He always has been one of them. But I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see. I'm excited to see how it plays out. Well, we saw the Liv Morgan promo play out. Last week, they went off air without the kiss happening. There was a timing issue.
Did they just run out of time?
Fightful Selected reported last week there was a timing issue. They were trying to get it, but there were some miscommunications with where they were going to be placed on the aisleway and all that stuff, and they ended up not getting it in time. And then it blew up on social, obviously. A ton of people tuned into our show going like, wait, they kissed? What happened? Now, I got that NordVPN.com/Fightful, so I actually watched the show. I screen cap it on a different thing, but I actively watch it on the TNT stream for overseas. So I saw it. And then I'm watching the other stream, and I'm like, wait a second. Did it just cut off? And it did, but they played it up.
So you have three Raw streams going at once?
Two. I got the one up on like right behind here that you can't see. And then one that I'm doing work on that's probably about 15, 20 seconds behind that. That way I know what's coming. operating on a different level than you, Denise.
Oh, I would anyway. Not want to watch on two screens. No way. No thanks. Right. I'm good with the one.
I've got in this office alone, I've got like six screens.
Yeah. You know what they say when guys try to,
Muted. Liv Morgan comes out and cuts a promo. She talks about, Dominic immediately came out and was like, you know, mommy's going to kill you. And she's like, yeah, but she's going to kill you too. And I love that line because everybody was like, yeah, probably will. Jared says, felt icky during the Liv Dom segment. She was harassing him heavily. You'd think a company served with a sexual harassment lawsuit would be careful. I'm pretty sure dude's in cahoots with her, bro. I'm pretty sure that he's in cahoots with her the whole way. I do understand people's concerns there, but bro's in cahoots. So she approaches Dom, actually aggressively approaches Dom, and she's like, I'm going to take everything from Rhea, and that includes you. And Finn Balor ain't having it. Finn Balor runs in there and tries to stop it. And Liv's like, all right, for now, what do you think of this?
First of all, I think that's, how do I start off with this? So, let's have fun with this, all right? Like, this is supposed to be funny. This is not supposed to be something serious. This is totally different from, like, the real life stuff. Totally different, right? So let's enjoy this for what it is. Anyways, Liv Morgan, Dominic. This was intense, Sean. I started to feel like, oh, should I, like, I need to cover my eyes or something because Liv Morgan is coming absolutely full throttle here on Dominic Mysterio. And whoa. Dominic, bless his heart, it was hilarious. The later on when they had Pat McAfee do that little telestrator thing where he's like breaking down his eyesight and everything, it was hilarious. But I got to say this, coming off of Monday Night Raw, the absolute biggest heel on this show is Finn Balor. Finn Balor, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word, C-blocked Dominic Mysterio not once, but twice on this show. You're telling me that's the biggest heel right now on Monday Night Raw. Let Dominic get some. Poor kid.
Damn, Denise.
What?
Look, what?
Bro got a full hand in his hair, man. I know men like that.
Anyway, Lucky Charm says, I could see a scenario where Dom pretends to stick with Rhea, then yanks her out of the ring when she's pinning Liv for the title, making the betrayal official. He's folding extremely fast. Oh, I could definitely see Rhea Ripley pinning Dominic Mysterio on pay-per-view as well. They don't typically do intergender matches. I could see them doing it here as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. If anyone's going to do it, it would be with that storyline.
How long do you think this Liv and Dom story will be? I don't know when Rhea is coming back. 2 months seems very soon. So I could see them doing a thing where Liv does win over Rhea in that capacity. And then Rhea beats Dom in a match after that. So I could say till the fall, probably. Will says, I like how Finn is cock blocking Liv. Older brother for real. Damn, it's true. How long do you think Liv's heel run will last? Foreseeable future. I don't think there are any plans to turn her baby face right now. I think she's doing great. She's so obnoxious with this heel role. I think she's doing it really well, Denise.
Yeah, I think that this is doing a lot of good for Liv Morgan because, again, we've seen her as a champion before, and unfortunately, that didn't go off the way that many people thought. And I think, like, this is really the opportunity for her to change that narrative on her first championship run and make it feel a lot different. And let's be real, like, even though Dominic Mysterio gets a bunch of heat and people are always booing him, and I used to hate Dominic Mysterio, now I've appreciated him for what he brings on the show, I feel like this can really help Liv Morgan, because when you look at the entire show, there's only a couple storylines that I personally find interesting, and this is one of them. At first, I was like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do. Like, I don't really know what direction they're going to go in with this. But once it became clear that, hey, they were going to do something with Liv and with Dominic, and this was all going to interconnect with Rhea Ripley and all of that, this is suddenly one of the hottest stories that they got going on Monday Night Raw. Like, look at when Liv Morgan was talking about those numbers that kiss with Dominic Mysterio got. I think she said like 40 million views in 26 hours. Obviously, we know sex sells. That's just the thing. We know that. But I feel like they've been doing a good job with the story where it's been funny. The promos have been good. And it's helping Liv Morgan get over in a different way than she already was. You know what I'm saying? Like, people already loved her and supported her and wanted to see her get her chance. But now she had to prove to the people, okay, this is the story that I can give to you guys that's going to be interesting and entertaining. Like, this isn't just, like, we need to see Liv Morgan differently than we did before. And I feel like this is definitely interesting.
Kissing, arm wrestling, and battle royals do crazy social media numbers. Somehow, some reason, some way, it always works. Liv is, so it's funny because a lot of times when you have a female character that the show kind of revolves around, I often compare it to AJ Lee, but this is a lot different because it is revolving around Liv Morgan right now, but she's also not monopolizing the segments. And I'm not saying that AJ Lee was, but she's not popping up during everything else, but so much. Like, for example, it's important to note when Dominic wasn't around and the rest of Judgment Day was around, which we'll talk about later on as well, because that could have something to do with it.
Quote, so there was another thought that I had during this, by the way. Can you imagine, well, in January, once WWE goes to Netflix, what do you think a storyline like this would look like under the Netflix banner?
The same.
You think? You don't think they'll go a little further, you know?
I mean, like they might go a little bit further. Maybe some light stalking or something. Probably something like that, yeah. That does well on Netflix. They love stalking on Netflix.
Really?
Baby Reindeer. You?
Oh, yeah. I stopped watching that show, by the way. That show was way too much for me. I did not like it.
I'm too many people's baby reindeer on Twitter. I don't want to watch a show about it.
Wait, did you actually watch Baby Reindeer?
Yeah, I watched it. I did watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. I started watching it too, and then I gave up like the sixth episode or the fifth episode. I was like, no, this is too dark for me, and it's messing with my mind, and I'm going to have nightmares when I go to sleep. So after that, I was like, nah, I'm done. And then I started watching something a little bit more happy.
What'd you watch?
I don't remember, actually. I switch. I bounce around. I watch a bunch of stuff.
Meet Normus says, let's crank. You can't take a victory lap for views when you miss the mark live. Liv and Dom stuff reminds me of the Attitude Era for the wrong reasons. To me, this is so much tamer than the Attitude Era. So much tamer. Quote, the Raven says, Dom Dom wants more than whispering in his ear. Okay.
Who Will can blame Chisholm him? Damn. Get it, Dominic.
Will Chisholm says, Finn is saving Dom from Maria Ripley ass whooping. I don't know if anybody can save anybody else from Maria Ripley ass whooping. If she wants to do it, she's going to do it. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, Dom is better than me because I would have folded like morning laundry. Well, listen, if that's the case, and it's my house, not at all, because I ain't never folding that stuff. I'll put it on hangers instead. No chance. AJ Lee versus Liv in 2025. Chances of that happening, says Apex Caliber, between 0 and 0.5%. Call Me Crazy says, Edge lead a celebration, but Liv and Dom, LMAO. No chance that one happens. No chance. Rafael Garcia says, I don't know if you gamble. What do you put the over-under on Liv Rhea being custody of Dom ladder match part two? I miss Ray's loose pants. Ray did have those big baggy-ass pants whenever he had the knee braces and stuff. I do gamble because of Bet Online AG, our great partners. I can't put an over-under on that necessarily, but I think that could be actually kind of funny if there was a custody of Dominic ladder match between those two just for the sake of it.
Sure, why not? Go for it. I'm here to be entertained.
Jonathan Corona says, I like this new storyline with Liv because I don't know if you noticed, Rhea never kissed Dom during their time together.
I noticed that right away. I noticed the difference in how they've been presenting the Liv and Rhea stuff. With Rhea, it was all just, it's not like an illusion, but they would just tease it. It was just a bunch of teasing. the entire time. With Liv Morgan, it's dead on. Kissing, touching. Did you see how low her hand went?
Yes. I will say, Dominic is very good at pretending he doesn't like any of it, though. Like, he's been on camera for so long. Like, he's so good at that. Juan Guzman, I wonder if it's the Toronto Blue Jays pitcher from the 1992 and 93 World Series, says, but in the amount of time Dom has been with Rhea, they never kissed on the lips. Now he did with Liv. He might have a case of why he jumped to Liv Morgan. Juan Guzman recognized
it. I don't even think there was any, like, little peck kisses either.
I don't think so either. Can anybody hit us up? Anybody hit us up? Let us know if there was one.
Nope. Nada.
Let us know.
It was just like touching, whispering, and eye stuff.
Well, we got a whole lot of Judgment Day. Finn Balor ended up defeating Dragon Lee thanks to Carlito and JD McDonagh. So Dragon Lee, this match wasn't too long. They did a video package for Dragon Lee ahead of this. Very glad about that. But Balor gets the win. You kind of figured that Balor was getting the win. Right now, we got this LWO Judgment Day story coming on, but also you got Braun involved as well that we're going to talk about later on. Finn getting the win over Dragon Lee. Do anything for you besides advance the storyline?
Oh, no. I'm glad that they gave Dragon Lee that video package just to kind of signify, like, oh, he's a little bit, like, let's tell who he is. I know the fans have already seen him on both Raw and SmackDown, but we see him and then they don't show him for weeks. He was kind of a part of the whole LWO story, but then they didn't really use him too much in it. He was just there kind of sporadically. So yeah, it kind of feels like they could do a lot more storytelling with Dragon Lee for sure.
Then we got Braun Strowman back defeating Carlito because they set up that match for tonight. Listen, there was a discussion that we had last week and I want to know where you stand with it. There were a lot of people that were like, oh, Braun needs to let the hair go. I say, hell nah. Hell nah. I'm an Earthquake fan. I miss haircuts like that. That's when haircuts were men, Denise.
I know what you're talking about. I know it makes guys look like, oh, he's a scary motherfucker. He's going to fuck me up, right?
Quit cursing. Quit dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, you just
did two of them.
Who cares? We had kissing on Raw today and a woman nearly groped a man and I can't say the F word? Come on now.
This is what men should look like. I mentioned this on Kate and Alex's show.
Look,
every time I saw a dude in the supermarket in the 90s that looked like this, I knew they could fight, Denise.
Wasn't he like 30 there, like 25 too? Like he was very young.
27 there, and that's not even a joke.
Yeah, I know, legit. Okay, well, I agree where you're coming from. Okay, I do agree with your perspective, but I'm sorry. He needs to shave the hair.
Unrealistic body standards.
He needs to shave the hair off.
To Braun Strowman, I don't appreciate this at all.
I'm not talking about his body. I'm talking about his hair. And well, I'm mad at the piercing too. I've been saying this for the longest.
Well, I can't stand
the piercing. I don't like the hair. Take it off. Take it all off.
Listen, you're asking too much. They got those Bosley commercials on Raw.
Sean, it's distracting. I'm sorry because whatever. I'm not even going to go further with this. All I'm saying is shave it off. Take off the piercing.
Afterwards, Liv saves Dominic from Braun. Quote the Raven says, Dom got some action tonight. He close to clear. Oh, he certainly got some action. That did surprise me a little bit because he did have the sling and then he got pushed around. But I think right now you don't need, like, depending on what the injury was, you don't need him in the ring right now. He's doing his outside the ring stuff. I don't know if he's close to clear, but don't know if you need it. Crazy 101 says Rhea kissed Dom on the cheek for TikTok. That's it.
For TikTok? Damn. TikTok getting more action than we did on TV.
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate that. Meet Norma says Sirloin Beef Sons of Bitches is a way better shirt. Meet out. Yeah, he had a big son of a bitch shirt, which I liked.
It took me a second. I was like, he's a sob? What's a sob?
Really, Denise?
For a quick second, I forgot. Hey, I went 1 week without watching Raw. It wiped my slate clean. I came back and I was like, who are these people? What's happening?
Jonathan Corona says, are you guys ready to see a UFC show in the UFC arena, which he means the UFC Apex, NXT Battleground? We have a post show this Sunday. How do you think WWE production will do in a UFC arena? How do you think, do you think we'll see any surprises at the show? I'm sure we'll see a surprise or two. Production, I'm sure we'll be fine. I'm fascinated to see it because I know most of you don't follow MMA, but like nothing will make you a casual MMA fan quicker than covering it full time. I became a casual MMA fan once I stopped covering it full time. I do not watch the UFC Apex shows because they are so lifeless and dull and empty and dark and dreary, and they're not fun. I get the feeling WWE will probably want to do something categorically different than that. They don't want that stigma.
How many people can they fit in there, Sean?
I don't know. I have no idea for a wrestling show because it's not a lot for the UFC Apex. It's usually very, very limited, like 1,000 or something. But yeah,
that's less. Is that more or less than the?
It might be more than Performance Center.
I thought it was going to be less, to be honest. Because I don't know. Just looking at the pictures and stuff, it doesn't. Yeah. It looks like way less than the Performance Center. But I don't know.
Performance Center is very small. It's so small.
Yeah,
like I cannot even convey. And Full Sail is even smaller. But, I think it'll be interesting. Yeah. Oh boy, Denise. Ludwig Kaiser and Sheamus beat the absolute dog shit out of one another. One of my friends, sometimes source, messaged me and said, I was behind on the show at this point and said, really seems like Sheamus is giving some receipts tonight. And then I messaged back and I said, looks like both of them are. They just both beat the tar out of one another, Denise. This is one of the most physical matches I have ever seen on WWE Raw. And Ludwig Kaiser gets the win. It's a clean win. Sheamus was injured, but that's a part of the game. You injure your opponent, you pin them. And Ludwig gets the win. And Sheamus's chest was all busted up. They were spitting on each other and legitimately kicking and hitting each other. This was phenomenal. What do you think about it?
My favorite part was when Ludwig was just like hitting him a bunch of times, and Sheamus was like he basically just wanted more. He kept asking for more. He called him a bitch. I loved that. I thought that was the best part in it because it really kind of felt like a fight. If you're fighting with someone, I can see that being like a real, real thing happening in a fight. And so I loved, by the way, that Kaiser got the win because it's like he looks good. He's a great wrestler. And I feel like based on what we saw here with Sheamus, I want to see more of this Ludwig Kaiser. And with a guy that gave me a taste of what we got here in this match, I want to see more of that. And I liked that he got the win because that made me go, okay, they're not just like putting him to the side. They're actually giving him a little something here. I liked this. This was good. This was this is what I like to see with people and Sheamus.
This was a phenomenal match. One of the best matches you're going to see on WWE Raw all year. It added to what Sheamus is as far as a performer. And this man has been at it for so long, as he said, but it also helped make Ludwig Kaiser, helped make him. And like after this, I'm like, damn, I wouldn't mind seeing Ludwig Kaiser and Gunther at some point if he's going to wrestle like that, man. Like that's what I want.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Just incredible. Quote, the Raven says, who does a worse job at hiding their bald spot, Cena or Strowman? Strowman ain't hiding it, friend. So no, Cena.
Sometimes I don't think John Cena is either, man. But sometimes he can't help it, though. The Hollywood stuff, he could hide it there, right? Red carpets, he can hide it. TV shows, of course. Movies, you name it. All of that. In the ring, he can't. But here's the thing, like, to me, I see it different because John Cena's hair everywhere else is so pretty. And again, because he can hide it in Hollywood, like no one has to know about the bald spot. But versus Braun Strowman, it's like he doesn't need to look pretty on a red carpet. So that's why I say shave it off.
I say leave it for that.
He might even look bigger. He might even look bigger without the hair.
We've seen him bald, Denise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He'll look bigger without the hair.
Mm-hmm. No, I say keep doing what you're doing, Braun Strowman. I respect it. I like it. I think you should just embrace what you're doing. We got Braun Breaker and Ricochet. I just love the promo work between both of them. This is the Ricochet I've been talking about for a long time, because Ilya comes up to him and says, listen, I know what happened with us, but Braun's wired differently. And Ricochet goes, no, I am too. He's like, I'm different than everybody. You're different from everybody. And that's why we got where we are. I love it. This is what I've been wanting to see out of him for so long. It's not the, man, if you just believe in superhero. No, he's like, I'm real good at this shit. I'm Ricochet, and I'm real good at this shit. And then you got Braun Breaker making one of the smoothest, most effortless transitions to the main roster as far as promos I have ever seen. I buy everything that he says. We haven't even got to the match yet, Denise. Let's talk about the promos before. The Braun Breaker and Adam Pearce stuff is just killer right now, in my opinion.
Well, I feel like, first of all, I didn't notice too much of a difference on Ricochet, and I think that's probably because I already know what to expect from Ricochet promo. So unless he really, really wows me with some crazy, phenomenal promo, I'm probably not going to notice it too much. But in terms of Braun Breaker and Adam Pearce, it really bugged me that Adam Pearce didn't put him in the tournament, right? Because it kind of took away some of his credibility as a GM. And so the whole time where he's kind of upset that Braun Breaker is still upset about this, I'm like, yeah, he should be upset about it. And the fact that you're not upset about it enough tells me everything I need to know. So it's weird because in this situation, I'm not siding with the authority. I know he's supposed to be like a babyface, grounded general manager. Nah, man, I agree with Braun Breaker on this one. I don't agree with you. Why wasn't he on the King of the Ring, the freaking King of the Ring tournament? And yes, he should still be mad about that. So it kind of makes me dislike Adam Pearce, and I don't know if that's what they're trying to do. It makes me dislike Adam Pearce. But well, I Braun do
Breaker's,
like Braun.
Braun Breaker's terrorizing him, and they have
it's deserved.
Yeah. And then he has a very good match with Ricochet, which is largely a showcase for Braun Breaker. We just see him do these incredible feats, including him just dancing up the turnbuckles and hitting a jumping top rope Frankensteiner. It was unbelievable how effortless this is. And Ricochet is the absolute right person to have him in the ring with to do this. And honestly, at this point, I want Braun Breaker in a world title program this year. Everything about him is screaming main eventer. Every single thing. And not only that, I like how they're doing this story where he believes he should be in the main event already. And Adam Pearce is like, maybe you're just not ready. And he's like, no, I am. And I'm going to make your life hell until you give me what I want. Braun Breaker is killing it.
See what I'm saying? It makes Adam Pearce look dumb.
He does.
Braun Breaker. What did they say? He runs the ropes at 23 miles per hour. He's doing top rope Frankensteiners. He's doing these crazy spears. He's killing men. Who was the Kale Dixon guy? Killed him 2 weeks ago. Who did he kill last week?
You know what I want them to reveal? That Adam Pearce held a grudge because Braun Breaker signed with Nick Aldis before the draft.
Isn't that what happened? That would be the only explainable reason. Because other than that, he's just looking like he's got blinders on.
Yes, that's got to be it. Like, I want Adam Pearce to be salty that he didn't get him for that one little month, and he made it a point that he would do that.
That's still stupid, Sean.
I mean, the whole thing is stupid. They had him signed right before that. It's so dumb, but at least make a little bit out of it where Adam Pearce is like, I took that personally.
Yeah, but then he like drafted him. He won him on his brand, and he could have used that. So why would he screw himself in trying to make him look weak?
Fair point. fair point. I'll tell you what is a way to not screw yourself. NordVPN. Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Our good friends, get in those super chats, get in those humper chats, guys. We got still lots to talk about. Natalya against Kiana James. Natalya has, I think, been doing her best in-ring work over the last like 4 or 5 months. And you want a person like Natalya in there with Kiana James, especially in their first match. I'm surprised it took them this long to get Kiana James in the ring. But you see why it is they wanted to bring her up. She works a very physical style. She ends up getting the win. How'd you feel?
Yeah, this was very simple. I actually kind of wish that, I wish this match would have been a little bit longer just so we could have seen a little bit more. And it's Natalya. If anybody's going to go in there and have a nice little lengthy match with anybody, it's going to be with Natalya. But no, you're right, though. Natalya has been doing some great work, both on the main roster as well as over on NXT. I've really liked what she's brought to both sides of things. And it feels like Natalya sort of recently feels refreshed to me, because before they kind of put her in a situation where it was like, oh, it's Natalya, and people weren't really expecting anything else. And now it's a situation where it's like, oh, cool, I get to see this person wrestle Natalya. Nice. I'm looking forward to that. And Kiana James, again, I do think that I feel like we didn't get to see her wrestle enough on NXT. So to me, I still see her sort of in the discovery period. And by that, I mean, like, I still not, even though I watched all of her matches on NXT, I still didn't see enough to say, oh, I know everything about what Kiana James is going to bring to the ring. Because to me, I still think she's developing in the sense that she's good, but she's still not at, I don't see her in the same level that I see Zoe Stark or that I see Lyra Valkyra when they came into the main roster in terms of their in-ring skills. And so for that reason, I'm seeing this as like, oh, I would have really liked to see her have this longer match with Natalya again, because I don't think she had enough matches on NXT that I got to really see. So that's why, to me, I'm still like in the discovery period with Kiana James.
So, after this, Natalya's backstage and she runs into Sonya Deville, who has been trying to court Shayna and Zoe. And Natalya, as Will points out, says, with Natalya saying that Owen line, I guess she's joining Nation of Domination. She says, enough is enough and it's time for a change. That was an Owen Hart line. Ryan says, Sean, any update on Natalya's contract status? Did tonight seem to indicate that she's leaving? They have had talks. She has not re-signed as of yet, which will show you there are numerous people on this show with active storylines that have not re-signed yet. That being said, we'll talk about the Gable thing in a moment as well. Sonya, so also Tony says, do you see a chance of TK giving Natty a short-term contract to work the Owen before she goes back to WWE? I'm sure he would be open to that, honestly. But I don't know what's going to happen there. I think they're going to stay. I think she's going to stay.
I can't imagine WWE being like, oh yeah, go do the Owen and then we'll see you in a few weeks, come back, you know? I don't know. That'd be a little weird.
We got Natalia saying, we got Rock Hard Joel Wood saying, chances WWE sends Natty to accept Grace's open challenge at Against All Odds. That would be a nice way to make, well, see, here's the thing. You could portray that she's a free agent, but also I think it means more if you're sending a WWE wrestler to accept that challenge as opposed to a free agent.
Right.
Jonathan Corona says Braun and Elia should be at Clash. I think so too, but I think that they'll do that on Raw and it'll end up working out pretty well. Tony says Elia.
They announced that for Raw next week. Okay. So there you go. Really, really great.
If Elia Braun goes less than 10 minutes, that is criminal, and I'm calling the FBI on Triple H. Ryan Sully says Braun cut a good promo on Raw, talk on Elia. Can't wait for Braun versus Elia next week. Cheers. Denise, me and you both had interviews with him, and they were just flat. But then he gets on camera, like for this stuff. It is effortless, and I believe everything that he says. I really do.
Yeah, I guess it's just different sometimes doing promos and doing interviews.
Pat Faruga says, for anyone who's thinking about getting a Fightful shirt, I can confirm it's comfy. Happy Pride Month, trans rights, free Palestine. We actually do have Pride shirts up as well with all proceeds going to the Trevor Project. So check out our merchandise store, guys. I'm going to start adding new designs. RJA says, plot twist, Liv and Rhea both dump Dom and reunite. That's funny, but not happening. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, according to WrestleTix, the NXT show has sold around 630 tickets so far. Okay, good. Jey Uso promo, he wants to win Money in the Bank. That's a good way to start promoting that ahead of time. And man, that guy is super over right now, Denise.
Yeah, but other than that, like there really wasn't much else to the promo at all. I was sitting there going, what's the purpose of this promo? And there you go. Right, exactly. Yeah. But it took too long to get to that point is what I'm saying.
Fair.
It was just too much of the yeet stuff and let's just get the catchphrase over. And I was like, all right, this is for the live audience. This isn't for me.
Well, and to promote the pay-per-view. John Black says, Adam Pearce blocked Braun on X. Clever. Lyra Valkyria is backstage and she is asked about Becky and she says Becky was disappointed, but will come back and sort of make things better for herself when the time comes. But they outright mention Becky ain't there anymore. Becky Lynch's contract did expire on Saturday. She is no longer under WWE contract. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported that both sides expect that at some point down the line they will end up doing business together again. But right now, Becky Lynch is a free agent. Does that shock you that, you know, she probably very well could have just signed a new deal and sat at home for 6 months and they probably would have done that too.
Yeah, right. Of course. The way that I think about it is, you know, it's so, because how old is Becky Lynch?
About 37, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So it's so, you know, it's so different. Obviously, you know, back in the day, a lot of the girls, they would sort of just, you know, leave by the time they were like, what, 30, like around there. And so we haven't seen.
Although now, based on what we know, there's a pretty good reason
why, right?
For
of course.
All that stuff. Yeah. Like, for sure.
Right. So what it feels like is like, I don't really know what the game plan is because we haven't really seen somebody that for a female that has, you know, gone away at this time of her career at this age and whether or not she comes back and how she comes back and what she does, how long she's gone for, all of that. And so I feel like Becky Lynch is going to be interesting how she plays out her story, how she plays out her journey. And the other thing is like, okay, she's also a mom, you know, she's got a little girl that's like how, like, I don't know how old she is. She's like a toddler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't want to miss out on those things. And I know that she's like travels with her. They bring her to the shows and stuff from what I've seen, but it's also a whole other thing, especially when she starts getting ready to go to school. And those are things that I'm sure she's going to want to be obviously a part of and all of that. So I can imagine that that must play a role into that. And then who knows what other interests she might have in mind.
Somebody brought up a good point. Nia did it. Nia spent a couple years away. And she is 40 now.
So, I mean, like, and she's doing the best work of her career. That's by true. Far.
That is true. Man. That is true. Yeah. So it's like, it's a lot, right? Like, she could go off and do a bunch of stuff. And I feel like sometimes because we see like famous people and celebrities always like going at 100, right? Doing all of these shows, doing all of these projects. Like, Becky Lynch just wrote a book. She freaking did the whole, yeah. all of these matches. How many matches didn't she wrestle at? WrestleMania, she was sick. At another pay-per-view, they said she had like strep throat or something. So
WrestleMania,
she's really,
she was real sick at WrestleMania.
Right. And then I think it happened recently at the last pay-per-view that she fought that they said she had strep throat or something that she had. I don't know.
Damn.
The point is she's pushing her body to the limit and she's doing all of these things that take a lot of not just mental exhaustion, but physical exhaustion. And so, yeah, I can imagine she's going to want to maybe slow down just a little bit. She's Becky Lynch. She comes back. It's a great pop. She can continue as is.
She once told me that she works until she falls apart like a proper worker. Love for Boost says Jamar Chase and CeeDee Lamb must be licking their lips after that Justin Jefferson payday. They sure are. Bengals are going to be spending a lot of money on Jamar Chase. Well, WWE is going to be spending a lot of money on Chad Gable by the looks of it. Sami Zayn comes out, cuts a promo, calls out Chad Gable, and instead gets the Alpha Academy. And they said that the only way that Sami Zayn is going to get his hands on Chad Gable is if he gives Chad Gable another title shot. Now, before we get into all that, this will be his fifth title shot since last August. He's also lost like two or three top contender matches. Is it too much or is that a part of the story for you? Because it's a lot regardless.
I feel like for me, it's a part of the story. I wouldn't say that for everybody, but for Chad Gable's specific story, I would say, yes, it's a part of the story. It's a part of everything that's happened with him because we felt sympathy for him and then we felt anger towards him. So it's been a very, there's been a lot of changes that we've seen throughout. I feel like all the losses led to something. They had a purpose. This wasn't just like, oh, he lost. He's a jobber. Yes. He's a loser. I don't see him. I don't see his losses the same way that I see Jey Uso's losses.
It has built character for him, so to
yes.
speak.
Yes.
So FightfulSelect.com had reported last week, Chad Gable's contract is up. And the word back then was that it would be up this Friday. He is booked for Clash at the Castle. As of right now, I've got an inquiry into WWE. They said they don't have that info right now, but I'm working to find out if he has re-signed. I got some people that are going to ask around. It is not out of the ordinary for somebody to do like a 1-2 week extension. Like Adam Cole's deal was up. He did an extension and finished up with WWE. That being said, Gable, as we had mentioned in our report, has been factored in big time into creative plans. Like there hasn't been any indication that they expect him to leave, but I can tell you that definitely there are people in other companies that want him there because why wouldn't they want him there? He's Chad Gable. He wouldn't be able to use that name, but Austin Ellis has any update on his contract. I'm working on it, but I can tell you right now, Ricochet and Natalya have not re-signed as of right now. And they are both factored into creative plans as well. So Becky Lynch had not re-signed and she was the world champion last week. So you just never know with those things until you know. And again, I don't get to operate on assumptions. We just got to figure it out. But backstage, Gable was very proud of Alpha Academy for helping him. And, they're not happy. Maxine is like, no, I'm really hurt. Tozawa was too. And Otis looked so disappointed. The pop that happened when he almost did something. Oh boy. When Otis finally turns Denise, the place is going to come unglued.
Yeah, that reaction was pretty big. And I was like, guys, we all know it's not happening right now. And the fact that we all kind of know it's not happening tonight and sure. that it still got that kind of a reaction that kind of says everything. There was a lot in this that I liked. I liked that they made Maxine beg, because Maxine, being the female of the group, she's going to garner additional sympathy. So as she was begging, and when she got thrown off of the freaking ring apron, I actually would have preferred if it was just her and not Tozawa, because then that would have triggered Otis, I think, a little bit more, where it's like, oh, how dare you do this to her after she trusted you and she, you know, took your guidance and all of that. And so this story is playing out very nicely. I think Chad Gable's doing some very brilliant work with him roasting them, and then afterwards going to the back and being like, oh, you guys played your part so well, and giving Otis a kiss and pulling on his little beard. And I'm like, what is happening here? This is hilarious. And I want to give a shout out to Pat McAfee on this, because he had a really hilarious line on commentary. He had mentioned about like watching a lot of documentaries and saying that a lot of the documentaries he's watched, that he knows how hard it is to get out of cults. And that was probably one of the things that I've related to the most on commentary in a very long time, because I also love to watch all of these documentaries. There are a million documentaries on cults. And so the fact that he sort of, you know, alluded to that here, that was really funny.
Plus,
so
you're
I
in
liked
a cult.
That extra
you're,
touch.
You're a Swiftie, so you're
oh
you're
yeah, a- I'm fully in a Taylor Swift cult, and I own it, Sean.
Quote the Raven brings up something that might have motivated Becky Lynch to be a mom and a wife. I don't want to specify or speculate what you had mentioned, quote the Raven, but you, like what I always say is, you never know what somebody's motivations, inspiration, or priorities are. Everybody's got different ones. Karrion Kross meets New Day backstage. I keep enjoying the Karrion Kross stuff. I just like a good shit stirrer gimmick. I really like that. And that's what's happening. And he told Xavier, listen, after tonight, I'll make sure that you don't have to lean on Kofi anymore, or don't have to worry about him. I'm going to make the decision easy for you. And they did, because the Authors of Pain beat the shit out of New Day. Like, it was a one-sided few-minute squash of the likes we've never seen against New Day. They have had Authors of Pain squash both the Creeds and New Day back-to-back weeks, Denise.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get into this. It's still not really doing anything for me just yet. I would have preferred to see a length. I don't think that the Authors of Pain should be having a squash match with the New Day. I think that if you're going to be doing squash matches with other teams that are not the New Day, sure, by all means. But I feel like if anything, if you want me to be interested, I would have actually done an actual matchup with these guys. I didn't see last week, so I didn't get to see that. Last week, it was also the New Day in a squash match.
No. It was the Creeds.
The Creeds last week. Okay. See, I don't really care too much for that, because my thing is, like, if they're going to do a squash, the squash has to be magnificent. And I didn't think this was magnificent. I would have preferred a lengthier match here just so that I can start to gain a different interest in them. And the Karrion Kross thing, I still need a lot more. Still coming across as a little bland for me.
I'm really liking it. Gable was with the Creeds during the Sonya and Natalya segment, by the way. Jared says, favorite Triple H storytelling convention, wrestlers talking in the background. They set up several storylines and gives Twitter stuff to talk about. Yes, it's very smart to do that, because people take the little picture and they post it online. And
we feel special because we noticed it. Give me a
gold star. You're rewarded for paying attention instead of insulted for paying attention now.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciate. And I mean, like, if they're squashing New Day and Creeds, what are they going to do to Awesome Truth? Like, they should win those titles immediately. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, percentage Dijak, Natty, Ricochet, Gable, and Becky re-sign. I hate these questions, Joel. You got to stop asking these legitimately, because people get really, really weird about it. And I don't like that. Like, it makes me legitimately uncomfortable how weird people get if I put a hunch number on this stuff. I think Dijak stays. I think Gable stays. Becky's going to come back. I think Ricochet probably tests the waters.
Natty, I've got no way of telling, but considering her loyalty, it seems like WWE. I ain't putting a percentage on that, so somebody can post it on their Discord and then whine when something else happens.
Does someone have like a Twitter account? Sean's percentages.
I mean, people will screenshot anything that I post and be like, you know, oh my God, he didn't like this Bray segment from 6 years ago. He must have hated Bray Wyatt. It's just ridiculous. People are just insane. So backstage, you got Bianca and Jade. They had accepted the invitation by Shayna and Zoe. And Bianca and Jade came out and they're like, so let's just do the match right now. And Adam Pearce, so the crutch for this was Adam Pearce was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Usually I wouldn't allow this, but you guys want it. This crowd wants it. Why not? And my question is, what did they have planned for the show otherwise? What else was going to be on the show? Did they just assume that Damian Priest and Rey Mysterio was going to be like 40 minutes? I don't know. But hey, it was a good crutch to send them to commercial to then do the match. But this ends up in Alba and Isla interfering. Tony says, the end to end of that woman's match, why not just let them lose, then do the beatdown? That leads me to think that Shayna and Zoe get another shot at some point, right? They gotta.
So I felt the way that the viewer just felt. I wanted the attack after the match. I don't like the idea of Jade and Bianca not being able to finish off their match, sure, especially given how dominant they've played out, how dominant they've been so far. I don't want to see them just lose willy-nilly like this. I wasn't a fan of that. That's not the style that I want for them. I had anticipated Isla and Alba at some point, considering we're talking about people in the background. They were in the background from the very beginning, the second that the show started, and they did that walkthrough, the entrance to the arena. You spotted them there, and then you spotted them like two more times, I think. So yeah, I like the way that they did that and that you sort of expected it. But again, I feel like that's not the champions that they have built so far. I didn't like the attack. I think the attack should have been afterwards, just the timing of it all.
Rock Hard Joel Woods says, so you're telling me I have to delete my Sean's Wrestling Percentages burner on X? Just ask me the likelihood of something instead of a percentage number. We got Damian Priest defeating Rey Mysterio. Judgment Day was out there because Drew McIntyre also got involved. I don't think Damian Priest should need a distraction to beat Rey, but you know what? Rey is like, for example, when we do media and there happens to be a celebrity there or an athlete like Gabriel Iglesias or Keldon Johnson or somebody like that, almost every time you ask them who their favorite wrestler was, they're going to say Rey Mysterio these days, almost like it was The Rock and Stone Cold about 5 or 10 years ago. Kids geeked out for Rey Mysterio. He's always going to carry that sort of lore with him, Denise. Good match, as what you would expect from Priest and Rey Mysterio. How'd you feel about the match? Judgment Day getting involved and all that. I want to address this. No way Ricochet leaves with his wife being there, right? Guys, this has happened dozens of times. Dozens of times people have left companies where their significant others work. So please stop saying that. But Damian Priest defeated Rey Mysterio. Judgment Day ended up beating up Drew afterwards. How'd you feel?
I liked the match, that the match was fine. I feel like right now the biggest thing in the Judgment Day is truly the Dominic Mysterio, Liv Morgan stuff. I do want them to do a lot more with Priest, especially because I'm sort of expecting Damian Priest to win at Clash at the Castle at the hands of, I'm imagining, CM Punk getting involved and thus screwing Drew McIntyre. And if that's the case, I really want them to make this reign that Priest is on, make it worth it, even if it's a short reign. At least make it stronger, make it worth it, because right now it's sort of feeling like, oh yeah, yeah, he's the champion, but it doesn't feel like he's presented as the champion, like, oh, like, let's all bow down and be like, shit, like, this is our champion. It doesn't feel that way. It's more so like, oh, here's this guy and he just happens to be the champion. I don't like that. So,
the end of this, Judgment Day beat down Drew McIntyre. No Dominic Mysterio. He's gone. He's not there. Carlito was there with them. Anything to read into that, Denise? I think he was busy. Liv Morgan.
What's the percentage, Sean, that Dominic was getting busy?
It was about 69%, Denise.
Nice.
Liv Morgan posted a picture of her kissing a truck with Dominic's face on it and says, "I kissed a boy and I liked it." Joel Wood says, "CM Punk just disappearing from TV makes my conspiracy antenna go up because I feel like he's showing up at Clash. I think it would make a lot of sense. I don't feel like the crowd would be mad if CM Punk cost.
It has to be CM Punk costing the match, because if Drew McIntyre loses any other way, bro.
And I think the audience that WWE has cultivated now respects a great story. And it's a great story right now.
Yeah.
John Black says, "Remember the time Rusev left and Lana going through the announce table was a weekly segment?" So I know people would say, "Well, Rusev got fired." Well, here's a little secret for you guys. Both Rusev and Matt Cardona got released by WWE because they were offered new deals and passed on them and hadn't signed new ones at the time they decided to release people. In fact, I'm pretty sure that Cardona's 90-day non-compete was up like a week before his contract was going to be up anyway. So, I mean, there's just tons of them. But, guys, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We got Discord. We got all kinds of stuff over there. Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. That's my baby. I post a bunch of stuff on there. That's the place to be. YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo.
Guys, I have interviews, but I've got a lot of new in-studio videos coming up, including my experiences meeting Maven that you guys are going to like. Frankie wraps us up and says, "Any chance people in expiring contracts go to AEW?" Yeah, I think there are a couple of them where it's a real possibility. I mean, if AEW doesn't want to get Natalya for the Owen, I don't know what they're doing. But I don't know if there might not be enough time. Might not be enough time, because I think her deal extends through when they're doing some of it. And Eddie says, "What if Punk helps Drew win and now Punk could throw it in Drew's face that he needed Punk for the win?" I don't know. I think that costing him the match in his home country hits very, very hard. And Eddie, no worries about being late. We appreciate you regardless. I just think it hits really, really hard. Also, guys, Beyond the Bell tomorrow with a special guest. Check it out in the morning. Leave a thumbs up. Leave some bananas in the comment section. Until next time, we're out.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.